From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuba intends to press on for an end to the US trade embargo despite the lack of support from the United Nations. Guyana's opposition PPP says it will maintain a flexible approach to the forthcoming election. And Caribbean countries are being asked to offer asylum to Haitian refugees. I'm Pat Whitehorn and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As we reported yesterday, Cuba's attempt to have the UN General Assembly debate the long-standing US embargo against them suffered an embarrassing collapse. Not a single country spoke on Cuba's behalf, and very few even bothered to turn up for the planned debate. Particularly surprising was Trinidad and Tobago's failure to speak out. It was just a couple of weeks ago that the country's foreign minister, Dr. Sade Obasdio, stated publicly that Cuba would have their support when the matter came up at the UN.
We do not believe, given what is happening in the world today, that one should apply unnecessary pressure on Cuba because you may disagree with its leader. And we feel that it is not in the interest of peace, progress and stability to continue to maintain, on the part of the United States, an embargo against Cuba.